With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The recent novel by Reynolds Price, Blue Calhoun, comes in the form of a letter written by an aging North Carolina man to his teenage granddaughter. In it, the man tries to explain his weaknesses and failings and the events leading up to the suicide of the girl's father. Reynolds Price says the letter is a way of seeking atonement and mercy.
I've witnessed, thank God, in my life, a number of instances in which people were certainly not able to eradicate the harm that they had done or the memory of it, but were able to ask for pardon.
But Reynolds Price says that too often we hear the ancient cry of vengeance and the call for blood.
Nothing will satisfy but the bloody death of this offender. And that strikes me as being absolutely terrifying and absolutely counter to all the religious creeds to which a majority of Americans say they adhere.
There's little bloodshed in Blue Calhoun. The main character's crime is one of being unfaithful and of being obsessed by a 16-year-old girl. As a child in his native North Carolina, Reynolds Price became aware of some sexual shenanigans among his extended family members.
Several of my male cousins had or were in the process of having erotic adventures with women who were not their wives.
It was a time when divorce was almost unheard of.
I was in my 20s before I ever actually met a divorced person.
Breast cancer and incest all play roles in the distinctive Southern novel by North Carolina-born Reynolds Price, Blue Calhoun, published by Athenaeum. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The South has its own sensuous and colorful form of language, and one of its greatest practitioners is novelist Reynolds Price.
The South, both in its Anglo-Saxon and Celtic strains and its African-American strains, has simply produced the richest brand of language.
The recent novel by Reynolds Price, Blue Calhoun, is narrated by a man who fully exploits the language as he tries to explain the sins of his past. Blue is the nickname for the main character, whose real name is also distinctively Southern, Blueford.
Repeats a common Southern pattern, which is that a man or a woman is frequently given one of the family surnames, last names, as a first name. In my own case, Reynolds was the family name of one of my great-grandmothers, Miss Martha Reynolds.
Reynolds Price has been in a wheelchair since a malignant tumor was removed from his spine.
I have an annual scan of my spine and the site of the tumor, and it's been clear for the past 8 years.
But he can't get around without help, so he's enlisted some former students, 7 of them.
Each has stayed at least 12 months, so I've been tremendously lucky to have these live-in helpers who do various physical chores for me that I can't accomplish.
Once, Reynolds Price thought he'd never write again.
I'm finishing up now a big volume of collected short stories. And then beyond that, I'm hoping to write a play, which I've begun but haven't finished, and more fiction and memoir.
And Athenaeum published the latest novel by Reynolds Price, Blue Calhoun. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.